Great. Are we ready to start? Can everyone hear me? Brilliant. Well, it's 3:45, and under the new regime, we are just going to start at 3:45. So a very warm welcome, and I am going to hand straight over to Anthony and Julie and Eleanor to start us with a song. So over to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much, and a very warm welcome to our community meeting. I'm hoping that you would have received or at least heard about an email from Dan this week. In that email, Dan lined out talked about the fact that we'd received some feedback about these meetings, and we really wanted to do something about it. We felt we should respond to that feedback straight away. So one of the things that we heard was that you were really keen that we should keep these meetings tight, ideally to no more than 1 hour. And we felt the best way to achieve that was to start very punctually at 3:45, regardless of how many people are with us at that time. So we'd kick it off at 3:45, regardless who is there. People also didn't like too much the sort of the joining chatter at the beginning. So we thought to eliminate that, we would start promptly. And we'll have the social time, therefore, at the end. So at the end of the meeting, we will split you randomly into chat rooms and for you to stay and chat as long as you would like. So that's when we're going to do the socializing bit. Around the words and the senses, it was felt that perhaps it would be more helpful if those could be sent in beforehand to the meeting leader or to use the chat. So as of now, I have not received any words beforehand, and as of now, I've received none on the chat either. So I look forward to seeing some of your words and senses on the chat shortly. That would be wonderful, and then we can share those through the meetings. Other suggestions were, why not try and meet together if you can in groups of, you just invite someone else to attend the meeting with you where you are. Obviously sticking to the rules, whatever they are today or tomorrow. Today it's a rule of six, tomorrow it might be something different. But let's try that. That would be good. We're obviously encouraging you to stay on mute unless you're invited to share something. And if you get distracted by this view of multiple faces staring at you, please do consider using the speaker view. That helps you focus on just one person. Because we've already sent out details of the talks to our speakers and given their brief for the talks we wanted them to do around this prayer, season of prayer, talks on prayer, it's a little unreasonable now to go back to them and say, actually, we want you to shorten the time we said. So the talks will continue to be on the sort of half an hour towards half an hour. So if we are going to keep these meetings to an hour, then a good chunk of the meetings will be the talk, but we will over time start to reduce the length of the talk to something slightly shorter and bring in other elements to these meetings as well. So please, let's see how it goes. And do feedback, continue to feedback your thoughts to Dan. Obviously, we're still looking at the idea of if we are allowed to actually meet physically together, or at least a number of us, some of us later, perhaps early next month. So keep your eyes and ears open to see how that goes. There will be some very exciting news to share at the end of this meeting. So may I encourage all of you to stay around to the end and not to leave before then, or you'll miss two pieces of very exciting information. So that's just a teaser for you. So having said all that, my sense for the meeting this week was really about relationship. The Lord really was speaking to me about the importance of my relationship with him. And I think he was sort of stressing, having heard some of this feedback, he was stressing to me, you know what, the important thing, it's not necessarily about how long the talk is. It's not necessarily about who's leading worship today. It's not necessarily about which songs you sing, even. At the end of the day, it's all about the vertical relationship with me and the horizontal relationship with your brothers and sisters. And that's what we should really focus on. And the earlier on, you'd have seen flash up on the front of the screen, Psalm 73. And I felt the Lord was really talking to me from verses 23 to 26. And let me just read those to you, because I think it just helps us focus really on the relationship, the type of relationship the Lord wants to have with us. So it says, "Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven with but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail. My God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." That sense that the Lord wants to hold us by his right hand. He wants to guide us into his counsel. He wants to take us into his glory. And we need to know this God intimately. If we're going to spend the rest of our lives, the rest of eternity with him, we need to start getting to know him much better now. And from Revelations 4, I was just reminded of that passage, that the four living creatures in Revelations, what do they spend all their time, day and night? They don't get distracted by their iPhones. They don't get distracted by the worries of this world. They don't get distracted with their little side chats going on. They just spend day and night singing nonstop, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come." He doesn't get bored with that. They don't tire with that. Just day and night, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." So let's just develop that relationship. Let's just focus on that relationship now. Let's just spend time worshiping the Lord now. And as Anthony and Julie and Eleanor just lead us in worship of that living God who just wants to hold our right hand, who wants to guide us with his counsel, and he wants to take us into his glory. Let's worship him now.
So if you're able to, stand if you can, and let's worship the Lord. Lord, we glorify you and bless you.
You are our King.